So let me ask you, what are you worth to God? In your mind, how much does he love you, value you, compared to the next person? Would he stop what he's doing for you, or would he just brush past you if someone more important came along? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. It's easy to imagine that God would have time for other people, but not for us. I mean, I'm nothing in the scheme of things, not like that person over there. Jesus was being followed by a huge crowd when Jairus, the local synagogue leader, a real somebody around town, begged him to come and heal his dying daughter. But just as Jesus was about to head off on this mercy mission, a woman whose name we never discover, which in a society where your name meant everything, shows you just how unimportant she was in the scheme of things, interrupts proceedings. And to make things worse, she's been bleeding for 12 years, so not only is she ritually unclean, but so are all the other people she must have touched in that crowd. Mark chapter 5, verses 27 to 30. The woman heard about Jesus, so she followed him with the other people and touched his coat. She thought, if I can just touch his clothes, that'll be enough to heal me. As soon as she touched his coat, her bleeding stopped. She felt that her body was healed from all the suffering. Jesus immediately felt power go out from him, so he stopped and turned around. Who touched my clothes? He asked. So as Jesus was distracted by this woman, Jairus was sidelined just long enough for his daughter to die. Now, eventually Jesus goes and raises her from the dead. But here's the point. Jairus had real status while this nameless woman was a social outcast. And yet Jesus stopped for her. What does that tell you? That's God's word fresh for you today. There is such power in the word of God. Power to speak the truth of his love for you into your heart. And the more we receive his love into our hearts, the more we find ourselves becoming all that he made us to be. And that's why I'd love for you to receive this devotional in your inbox each day. Just stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see the fresh sign up right there at the top of the homepage. It's completely free. And when you do subscribe, you'll immediately receive a copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com.